Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Muli natin kasama ang visionary, life coach at inspirational speaker na si Fidelis Cruz. Magandang araw, Fidelis.
Hi, Annalyn. Great to be back.
Yes, we're back for another interesting topic.
Wonderful. I'm so excited. I think this one everyone needs to know this week.
Yeah, because Christmas and New Year's Day holiday is over. Sadness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone's been probably staying up late, waking up late, probably binge watching and eating a lot.
But for some, particularly those with young children, holidays is not yet over. However, for those who has gone back to work after a few weeks of holiday, sometimes it can be stressing.
Yes. Or they feel the overwhelm of having to go back to work, right? So what we want to do, what we're going to discuss today is how can we smoothly transition back into work.
Like conditioning your mind.
Yeah. So how can we do that? So I've got some tips for you, Annalyn.
Fire it.
Yeah, awesome. So I think before we even start to get back into work, so maybe 4 to 3 days before going back, what I would say is making sure we set the alarm on, because, you know, as we're on holidays, we probably wake up late. We don't really have a routine anymore.
So
getting back on track and putting your alarm clock on so that your body clock can adjust to getting back into the, you know, to the routine that we usually have. So that would be the first one, even before 4 days or 3 days before going back to work.
Yep. And how do you sort of set your mind to being positive? This is another day. Take on the challenge of going back to work.
That's it. First things first, we need to relax. Take a deep breath and know that returning back to work after a holiday is a transition period. So like anything, it's normal to have to catch up on things, and it's normal that, you know, we need to know that it will take time like everything else. So, yes, just relax. Everything's going to be fine, and know that, you know, it is okay to have to go through it slowly to begin with, because that will allow you to remain focused and ease your way back into business.
Like telling yourself, hey, I'm back to work. I need to be more productive again.
Yes, that's right. So I think also when we're getting back into work, to get a head start, one way we can do that is, I don't know, maybe before you left work, before Christmas, we put the out-of-office email. So I would suggest keeping that on for the next couple of days even, you know, just to give yourself some head start. You know, feel the full overwhelm of getting back to work, because then you can work through that slowly and pace yourself. And then, you know, after 2 days of extending that, you can then turn it back on and get back to work.
And on the first day of getting back to work, what do you usually do? How do you prepare yourself to get up, go to work?
I think the same routine as you would, as I said, you know, waking up the right time and preparing for the day. So a good routine would be waking up early, making sure you have your healthy breakfast, of course, and, you know, just make yourself excited for the day ahead. And I think for me, what helps is, as you know, as I start my week even, is I look at my calendar and I really look at what the events, you know, what events are happening that week, or, you know, and prioritizing. Because when we do that, we can then work on the time-sensitive tasks first. So that then takes away the overwhelm and the anxiety of getting back into work, because you're then mentally prepared for it and you go, okay, I know that in the next 2 weeks, this one's a major project that I need to finish. So then you start working on the priority, and I think that really helps.
Yeah. For some, new year, new work. It means starting in a new job that they have applied from the previous year. Where or how do you get the energy for a new job? Like, start the new year in a new job. It's quite hard because it will be a new environment, isn't it?
Yeah, so, well, I think that preparing for that job and allowing yourself to be ready for that new workplace. So even before that, just having a really good research as to what industry, what kind of workplace and workflow you'll be attending, you know, for the first week of work. And yeah, and just taking the time to get to know your peers, the people around you, because you'll be working with them constantly. You know, you'll see them every day. So that's really important. It's just really getting yourself comfortable with the people around, because that's a big, big way where you can really build up your confidence and get really comfortable in the workplace.
Any other tips for those going back to work?
For those going back to work, another tip would be, you know, keep your desk tidy. I know when you first come in, you might have, maybe someone's piled something on there. I don't know, you've got post-it notes everywhere. So I think firstly, when you come in, just relax, sit down, and for the first half an hour, you don't have to do it for the full day, but for the first half an hour, just tidy up. And you would be surprised with what a tidy workspace can do. You know, this gets rid of your distractions. It helps your productivity, and it makes you more efficient, because you know where everything goes. You know where to find everything, right? So, you know, because a messy desk is overwhelming. And so that's what I would say. Start with the first half an hour to just really get yourself organized and clean your desk, because it's a clean slate.
Like, clearer desk, clearer mind.
That's right, exactly.
Thank you very much, Fidelis.
No worries.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.